This is Terry Mandel, DOJ Chang, an attorney. Letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Diego Villamagu, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Diego, D-I-E-G-O. Last name is V-I-L-L-A-M-A-G-U-A. That's V-I-L-L-A-M-A-G-U-A, period. On July 25th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, taken the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 43-year-old male, weight 65 kilograms, height 172 centimeters, period. The patient was working at an AT&T store on or about November 29th, 2021, period. This was a retail store, period. An SUV drove through the window, striking six people, period. Diego was hit by the SUV and pinned between the car and the kiosk, period. The headlight was against his body, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. Initially, when the car came through the window, he tried to distance himself from the vehicle, but despite that, he was still pinned, period. Paramedics had to cut the headlight and move the kiosk to free him up, period. The driver fled the scene and it was a hit and run, period. The patient had immediate pain in his low back, comma, bruises involving his legs, comma, pain with tingling down both legs to his knee, comma. He was told that he had a fractured skull. And as a result of the laceration, he had staples, and this resulted in a headache, period. In total, he was informed that there were fractures in his vertebra, as well as his skull area, period. He's been experiencing at the time of the accident, he was also experiencing low back pain, as well as a pain, as well as pain in the back of both thighs. Period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, he continues to still have low back pain, as well as lower thoracic pain and some neck pain. Period. He states his headache and leg pain has resolved, period. New paragraph. His low back pain and lower thoracic pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs 0 to 16 hours per day, period. It averages 3 to 4 days a week, period. It is a profound type pain and described as a stabbing, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates between the thoracic and the lumbar region, period. The neck pain, new paragraph. The neck pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 3 days per week, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. Ambulance took him to IU emergency room. He was admitted for approximately 1 day. He had x-rays as well as either a CT or MRI, and they inserted staples, period. They gave him medication, and he was released, period. Approximately 1 to 2 weeks later, he was seen by neurosurgery at IU Health. More x-rays was obtained, and he was referred to physical therapy at Athletico, period. That's Athletico, period. He had approximately 1.5 months of physical therapy, and he followed up with neurosurgery, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Lifting greater than 10 pounds, comma, walking when he has the pain, comma, housework, comma, sports such as bicycling and running over 10 minutes, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and prolonged driving over 3 hours, period. New paragraph. Medications include an as-needed muscle relaxer as well as over-the-counter medication, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes a muscle relaxer, comma, over-the-counter medications, comma, stretching exercises, comma, hot and cold showers, period. New paragraph. Past medical history. Denies other than a seizure one time in 2006 due to medication, period. New paragraph, past surgical history, denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history, reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past, period. He was never treated for low back pain in the past, period. Like anybody else, he had occasional normal low back strains, but they did not require treatment, and the occasions were rare, period. The patient has never had headaches or had trauma, period. The patient has not had any serious or minor automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had any prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of retail, a retail sales consultant, period. It is full-time work, period. On some days when he has severe pain, he has to go home early, period. And he has to be careful the way he walks, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Records from Indiana University Health, dated February 24th, 2022. CT shows a T6-7 age-indeterminate fracture and L2-4 transverse process fractures, period. He did have right shoulder pain and bilateral leg pain. He showed images of large bruises to the bilateral legs, period. No brace was needed for these fractures. He has been going to physical therapy and has improved, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine, November 30th, 2021, showed slight anterior wedging of T7, not appreciably changed from earlier CT. IU Health records. Dated February 3rd, 2022. CT showed T7 age indeterminate fractures and L2-4 transverse process fractures. Assessment was compression fracture of T7 vertebra. They advise physical therapy and OT. IU Health records. Dated February 3rd, 2022. Chief complaint is L2-L4 fractures. Method of injury is pedestrian versus vehicle. Patient is 41-year-old male who initially presented to the emergency department yesterday evening after a pedestrian versus auto accident, period. He did have a laceration to the head that was repaired by the emergency room physicians, period. Was also having back pain at that time, period. CT of the chest, abdomen, pelvis. Date is November 30th, 2021. Shows one, acute minimally displaced L2-L4 transverse process fractures, two, small left retroperitoneal hematoma, three, mild straightening in the region of the right hip suggesting contusion, period. Emergency room records. November 30th, 2021 at IU Health states car crashed into store, comma, hitting patient in the back and pinning him against the wall, comma, causing him to hit his head against the wall, period. Denies any loss of consciousness, period. Sustained laceration to the right side of his head, period. They did x-rays of the shoulder that day, which were negative for fractures. X-rays of the pelvis, negative for fractures. CT of the cervical spine, showing straightening of the lordotic curvature of the cervical spine, period. CT of the head showed right temporoparietal scalp hematoma, period. That's right temporoparietal scalp hematoma, period. CT of the cervical spine was done as well, period. Assessment was head laceration, and they did labs and imaging, period. ALIVO, that's ALIVIVO, Medical Center. Reason for appointment was neck pain. This was April 11th, 2023. 42-year-old male patient visits clinic today for cervical pain after an accident on November of 2021. On examination, there was cervical pain, trapezius pain, and range of motion limitations. Assessment is one, cervical pain, two, bilateral occipital neuralgia, and number three, torticollis. They started prednisone as well as methcarbamol, period. I did review several photographs given to me by the patient showing diffuse ecchymosis and bruising of the posterior upper thighs, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records in performing my independent medical evaluation, I have found that all the treatment that he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 29th, 2021, and as I've outlined above, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On new paragraph, on physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient had an abnormal mild gait, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the back revealed paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas, period. There was diminished range of motion in all three areas. In the cervical area, there's also loss of normal cervical. Lordotic curve, and this was also noted on x-ray examination as well, period. In the cervical area, flexion was diminished by 4 degrees, extension diminished by 6 degrees, side bending diminished by 8 degrees on the left and 6 degrees on the right, period. Rotation of the cervical area was normal, period. In the thoracic area, flexion was diminished by 8 degrees, period. in the lumbar region. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees. Extension diminished by 8 degrees. Side bending diminished by 12 degrees, and on the right by 8 degrees, period. There was tenderness to palpation in the lower thoracic and upper lumbar area, period. There was heat non-palpation of the lumbar area with diminished strength, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees left and 84 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes to be normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. The patient was unable to walk on his heels and tiptoes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, multiple injuries. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and left retroperitoneal hematoma. Number three, fractured L2 to L4 transverse processes with displacement, period. Number four, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and torticollis. Number five, head trauma, comma, strain, comma, cephalgia, comma, laceration, comma, and hematoma, comma. Next number, bilateral upper leg trauma, comma, and ecchymosis, period. Next number, right hip contusion, period. Next comma, T7 compressed fracture, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the work-related injury of November 29, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the lumbar region, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an 8% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the thoracic spine, utilizing Table 17-3, he qualifies for an additional 5% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 16% whole body impairment as a result of the work injury of November 29th of 2021, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical, thoracic, in lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include continuing medications of an over-the-counter nature at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by some back injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 would be warranted, period. A back brace at an estimated cost of $300, which would need to be replaced every 2 years, is also warranted, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I've seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.